Hey, everybody, welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm so happy for Jay, Karishma was saved.
You know, I like Karishma. I do. I don't think she's going to win, so keeping her around only helps my game in this game, but I like Karishma. I don't dislike her.
Sure.
I don't think I like her around camp. I don't like people that don't do anything.
That's true.
She's not a bad person. She just doesn't help.
The whole, like, I don't know, aging or whatever, Missy was annoying, even though Missy and Elizabeth are on my, you know, do not root for list. I was just like, stop it with the whole you've got 14 years on her or whatever. Like,
it was 13 years, but that's
whatever.
Okay.
It was. I was like, doesn't mean that, you know, somebody that's 24 doesn't have anything to offer. Like, I hate that crap. If somebody's immature, they're immature, but I've met a lot.
Well, I think that nobody wants to be talked down to.
Right.
Yeah. But
I don't care how old you are.
Yeah. But I don't think she was being talked down to. I think she was like, just was she being aggressive? Sure. But being talked down to, I don't think so.
I just think that's Missy's personality.
Possibly. But also,
she's a type A. She's a type A.
She's a type A.
I think that they both, you know, I think that Tommy probably put it best when he said that they just clashed and when they both acknowledge that they just have different personalities and they are two personalities that don't mesh. I liked that at the end, everybody kind of kissed and hugged it out. That was actually really nice to see. I'm assuming they kept it in there because last week was, you know, such a disaster with the vote offs. So,
do you think at this point Nora can win?
I hope not.
God, no.
I think I'm starting to think that she's getting that winner's edit.
No, she's not. She gets that over the top edit every single week.
But she's not even on the radar anymore. She's good in the challenges. She seems to be making decisions on the game.
I don't think Nora's making it. I think Nora's going to annoy people because we saw again tonight that they went out of their way to make sure everybody knew that she cost them the peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, they could have won. I mean, obviously she got excited and she, you know, forgot for a second, but that's what Nora does. But they could have won.
Yeah.
Right. So
anyway,
you're gonna blame me.
Here's the
heck with you.
Here's the thing. So Jack, I will give you the opportunity now to make a side bet on your tallies that you have. You only have three, so you can bet up to three tallies.
Where am I at? Because Jay, you can't win now because it's between me and Colleen's. I don't even care about you.
Whoa, I have four. I'm in the lead right now in the tally game. BT.
Yeah, but
I have Elaine, and I don't think Elaine is going to win the game at this point.
Karishma's not going to. Let's face it, she's not winning, so you're stuck with her till the end.
Okay.
No way she's being voted out. How many points does Colleen have?
I think I also have three.
Colleen, you and Colleen have three tallies each.
Which we didn't tally the vote last week, but we did it after we hung up. So
yes.
Someone asked in the Facebook page, and I said, "Could we? We forgot to tally the votes." I'm gonna say. Well, I'll bet. I'm the reigning champ. It doesn't matter. I'll bet all three of my tally votes that she's in the final three.
No. I will allow you to bet if you're saying she's going to win the game is what you're saying. That's what the pets allow.
I'm saying she has a chance to win the game.
Wait, who are we talking about? I've lost the narrative.
Nora.
Nora.
Oh, God,
You look at the people that are left. She's one of the stronger players.
No, they dislike her. I think that they would vote for Karishma over Nora.
Here's the thing.
No.
Jack, this is your chance. You're saying she could win. So I'm only allowing the side bet if she wins.
But you guys have to give me the votes, right?
Points.
I'll bet all three of my tally points at Nora. Because let's make it fun. It was a great season to start off. It got a little rough waters there. Let's change it. Let's make it fun again. I'll wager all three of my votes on my points that Nora wins.
Okay. If Nora side bet.
Again, I'm giving the game. I'm basically giving the game to Colleen because Jay has no chance.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Because she has Elaine.
I will take your handout win. Thank you.
We'll see about that. But if Nora wins, Jack gets 3 tally points. If she does not win, he loses 3 tally points.
No, I get 3 points from each one of you, right?
I didn't make this bet.
Oh, no one's betting me back?
No, I'm giving it to you. You're staking against yourself here. So you'll gain 3 if you win, lose 3 if you lose.
Okay, yeah, I'll do it.
All right. Let's get into this episode. I think all of us kind of wanted a palate cleanser after last week, if not just like taking a week off, but they were like, let's do a double elimination, which I think did end up being at least like a fun kind of mix up of the game in that, you know, splitting the
one. I love the 45 minutes of commercials in between the votes. That was great.
If the commercials gotten worse and worse, like this season seems really like, are they? They've kind of moved them around, but it just feels
well. They're doing it a different way. They go like what, 15 minutes without a commercial.
Yeah,
and then it's like commercial. It's like, let's move this to Netflix or Hulu.
Indeed. But let's kick off this episode, Colleen.
All right. Oh my God, can you imagine Survivor on Netflix or Hulu? After last week, I'd never want to see that. So. All right, so this was episode 39, season 10, 2 for the price of 1. We start out on night 25. Janet is reflecting. She said she didn't quit because she did not want her daughter and granddaughters to see her do that. She tells the others that she just doesn't know what to do next game-wise. Overnight, there's a really bad rainstorm. The next morning, Elizabeth, you know, is freezing, can't handle it. Everybody
it's that crappy shelter, you know?
Yeah, I know, right?
Build a better shelter.
Yeah, you're right. Everyone is giving Karishma a hard time for being lazy and complaining. And honestly, Nora was just so mean here.
Did we talk about how a rat jumped on her face? And no one
seemed
to care?
Yes, okay, we could talk about that. The rat thing was...
I mean, we didn't see the rat jump on her face, but I'm going to assume it did because we see the rat going up there. Again, if you have a better shelter.
Yeah, that's true.
Rats aren't jumping on you. and what's the rule? Never sleep on the end. Never sleep next to Dan, and never sleep next to on the end. Because, I wouldn't want rats jumping on me either. I felt bad for Karishma on that one.
Yes, indeed.
Nobody
deserves that.
Hey, side note: my coworker went for a walk today because there's like the greenway behind my office, and she said that there was a snake in her path. And this other woman, she was like, is that a snake? Like, can you move it? And the lady reached out and pet the snake and then picked it up and moved it off the trail. She was like, who are you? Anyway, that lady could play Survivor. That was my point.
What kind of snake was it?
It was just a black rat snake.
Oh, okay.
But like, who does that?
Those things are fast. How was she able? Is she like super? She's probably not human. Those things are fast.
You know, well.
You go near that, they...
You know what, though? The ones, because I actually encounter them all the time on that same greenway, like at least once or twice a week, I see them out on that same path. So maybe it's like the equivalent of like when squirrels or deer let you get really close and don't care. Like they've got that like false.
Maybe that's, yeah, maybe they've become humanized or something like that.
I don't know. But anyway. But
I would have said the snake, look. We have a deal. It's getting colder. You're supposed to go somewhere else.
Right. Anyway. So anyway, this the rat thing reminded me of that. But moving on. Karishma goes off into the woods and is crying. She feels that no one cares about her, and she reflects on how her husband loves her. And if you remember from back in the first or second episode, she's sharing with people that she and her husband had an arranged marriage, I think. And
yeah, it was an awkward, it was, it had to be awkward
conversation. And she kind of was thinking about leaving him. And I guess now she is thinking about not leaving him.
She remembered saying it and said, you know what? He's going to see this. I better say something nice.
Well, it's probably something on her mind. But anyway, she ends up finding the idol. So good for her. At that point, Jay looks at me and goes, I don't think the producers like me this season.
Well, she did gather 2 coconuts for the tribe. That was pretty nice of her to do that. But I came up with an idea on Crazy Hank TV last week. Let me. I put it on Reddit and didn't get slammed. So let me throw it out there to you guys and to the Jay and Jack podcasting world. Remember last week we had Jamal got a too good to be true poison thing. You know, it was terrible.
Yeah.
Now, I hate people just being able to find idols. Probably Jay, obviously Jay hated it tonight because Karishma found one. What if we had, okay, there's idols out there you can find, but there's also too good to be true things out there. So you might find an idol, or you might find where you lose a vote, or you get sent somewhere, or there's a punishment also out there. So you have to
Right.
think twice. Well, do I risk finding an idol, or do I not risk finding an idol? Because I could find, lose a vote, or be separated from the tribe for 3 days or something like that. What do you think?
Wait, explain that again?
You know how last week Jamal got the it's too good to be true and he lost his vote? Okay, instead of just throwing these idols out there into the woods, okay, you throw them out there. There's immunity idols out there, but there's also things that you, if you find it, it might look like an idol, but it's no, it's too good to be true. You might lose a vote, you get sent away from the tribe for 3 days, you get, so there's punishments out there.
Oh, so would you not
Would
take the
you would
idol?
you I it's like, okay, but you know
Okay, I
ahead of
get it. I
time,
get
okay,
it.
there's idols out there, but there's also punishments. Do you risk
Right.
it?
Well, I mean, if you're out of the game for 3 days, then at least you're safe for 3 days. And
No,
you get to go
you come
back
back,
with.
you come back for the vote.
Oh, but you come back for the vote. But
Yeah,
if you
it's
have
not
to
a
survive
reward.
the vote.
Anything, if you find something like that, it's a punishment.
But if you have to survive the vote in order to get the idol.
You don't get an idol. There's either you find an idol or
Oh, you
you find a punishment.
okay. I
And
don't know.
you can't have both. An idol can't save you from the punishment. If you lose a vote, you've lost the vote.
Ooh, I don't know. I don't want to lose a vote.
No, I'm saying, but as a game, because
I know.
I can't stand they just throw the idol. I've hated that for the longest time. I can't stand it. So let's mix it up a little bit. Let's make it a risk to go out there and find those idols.
Right. I don't know. What would you do? What would you do?
Me? Depends on what position. If I was on the bottom, I'd go take the chance. But if I'm on top, I mean, if I saw sitting there, I go, do I want to pick that up? If I'm on top of the game, why would I pick that up?
Well, sure. Just write Jeff Probst and add it to the game.
I
It worked for
will.
Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
All right, I'll do it. Tyler Perry and I have the same amount of followers on Twitter, so yeah, I'm sure he'll
Yeah, there
listen
you
to me.
go.
No, I just think it just mix the game up. I mean, it's Karishma's just looking for coconuts. She's not doing a good job finding them, and then she finds an idol.
She was upset. But
I
no,
get
see,
she
yeah,
was
I get it.
upset,
It
but
was very convenient, but we don't know what was edited out. Like,
well,
I
she
don't
came
know
back
why.
with two coconuts. I
Yeah, she
don't
came back with two
know.
and then promptly gets yelled at by Nora, and everybody wants to call medical on her because she's faking not feeling well, which also was kind
Yeah,
of
it was so weird.
weird. Like, why couldn't she just say, oh, producers pulled me aside to do my confessionals or something? Like, does that also look sketchy? Like, is it not like confessional
Well,
time or
she was
something?
gone an hour, and again, I keep bringing this up. She found two coconuts.
Well, I know. Maybe her better play instead of faking being sick would have been to
Yeah.
just find more coconuts in a hurry. It's a jungle. There's a lot of them.
Yeah, exactly.
But she's not
So.
used to going out finding the coconuts. She was like, I think at one point she's shaking the tree like they were gonna fall down.
Coconut bandit, she is not.
I don't
But
know.
anyway, yeah, so she rejects their medical thing, knowing that she's faking it. She just wants to figure out how to play her idol, guys. We go to the immunity challenge. There's going to be two
I have
groups,
a
two
feeling she'll
winners.
never have to play it.
I think you're right. There's going to be two groups, two winners, two people voted out.
Does she
Heads, two
play?
for the
I'm
price of
sorry, but
one.
does she play it for someone else?
No.
No? Okay.
I can't see her playing it for someone else. I don't know, unless she makes a move at the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it depends on how far down she gets.
It's just the producers toying with me. It's all it is.
I did laugh though. I saw because I sent you guys a message right
You
away.
did.
I thought it was so funny.
It was really funny.
It's funny for you guys.
Anyway, so Nora wins for the purple team, but she drops out before they can win PB&J, which nobody was very happy about. I can't blame them. I love a good PB&J sandwich. And then Elaine wins for the yellow team. Janet's nervous that she's going home, but she's gonna go out fighting.
It was a tough
The
challenge.
yeah, it was a tough
I
challenge.
mean, spinning that ball and having to focus on that would drive me crazy.
Yeah. Nora, so we they the Nora's team has to go to the old Lyro camp, which is apparently like a hot mess of a disaster. Nora wants to take out Aaron. Dan and Janet make amends. He trusts her 90% again. There's so many things that I could and
Nora wanted to kill Bambi.
I know. I just, oof. Like, oh, I'm so glad for you, Dan, that now you know, you're regaining trust with somebody. Like, that must be real difficult for you.
Trust is important to him.
Good for you. Good for you.
And his name didn't even come up today.
It didn't even come up.
Didn't even come up.
Oh, I know. What was that? So, yeah, that was gross. Dan is gross. If anybody noticed on the feed today.
We're back to playing the game.
I don't know if anybody noticed on the feed today, but there is a little special bonus episode for you guys. The other podcast that I do, the broadcast, talked about the stuff from last week, and we kind of took that audio and put it on this feed in case anybody was interested in hearing what we had to say. We go back to the other tribe, and Missy is happy to dictate the vote. She wants to vote out Tommy and make Lauren dependent on them. She goes to Karishma, who freaks out on her because she's talking down at her, and she tells her to give her space. Then she goes to Elaine, who decides that Missy has to be the vote out.
Kudos for Elaine being adaptable and astute enough to kind of seize on the opportunity.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy then, you know, says he actually cares about Karishma and wants to
work with her.
We go into the first tribal council. Rob points out that Dean is rolling up his sleeves, the sleeve shirt. I wrote that down, too.
Yeah,
to show his muscles again.
It just shows you how observant Rob is.
He really is.
And he pays attention to the little things, and it just...
Exactly. And like Jay said, he called the Aaron vote too. Sandra called thought that was me, Janet. So at least they kind of had enough wherewithal to figure out to know who was probably on the chopping block tonight. And then Aaron ends up going home, aka right to the bench. The other team leaves. Go to tribal council number two after 15 minutes.
Well.
Yeah, he did. He was fine with it. Everybody handled their vote outs classily tonight. We had 15 minutes worth of commercials. We go into tribal council number two. The other group is not happy to see Aaron on the jury.
Wasn't that a mistake? The way Missy and especially Elizabeth were acting.
Just goes to show how safe they felt in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're also showing your cards. It's like,
yeah.
Uh-oh. I mean, Elizabeth especially was just, that just ruined my game. You got to play it cool. She didn't play it cool at all.
I was like, sorry.
I know. Neither of them really played it that cool. But
no, they didn't. And then the plan was for Missy and Karishma to act like they were voting. It was like all out war again.
Yeah.
And then Missy called out Jeff.
I was about to get to that in a second. So Missy and Karishma talk about their beef. Missy says she's not a bully. Sandra says there's not room for both of them, which was very, perceptive of her. Tommy says that both women are great and they're just very different personalities. Before they go vote, Missy points out to Jeff that last week two minorities wore the necklaces at tribal council and Jeff failed to recognize that. He didn't bring it up. And he says, I appreciate that you said something. It did not occur to me to say something about it because I didn't want it to come across or be perceived that I was praising something that was that. What was the phrase that he used, Jay?
That wasn't appropriate or something like that. He was trying to answer it very, he was trying to answer very politically correct.
Or, to approach it in the wrong way.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
But wasn't something else going on last week?
Yeah, there's...
I mean, to be fair to Missy, she's right. There was also... there was so much else going on that wasn't even about so much, winning and losing.
By all the Dan and all that stuff, too. But it's still, I thought, good for her for calling it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Jeff didn't get angry.
Oh, he shouldn't.
No, and good for him.
No.
Wise not to.
Right. Yeah. For handling it seamlessly. Missy goes home, though. Tommy takes the credit, which was weird because it was Elaine. And then Elizabeth looks confused. Elizabeth did a lot of, like, confusion looks tonight. Like, right. Elaine says, you know, it basically, like, goes over to Missy and hugs her and was like, it was me.
She was very honest. And then, you know, it's okay. It's okay. And then she, I like how Missy goes to,
Elizabeth, you have to kill Elaine. And she's like, slowly. Methodically. And I'm like, you have zero alliance members left in this game. So good luck with that, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
But I liked that, like we talked about at the beginning of the recap, I liked that Missy and Karishma kind of hashed it out. You know, they get everybody kind of made peace with it at the end. And then Missy... I like Sandra getting impatient, like, come on, Missy, it's over. Like, let's go. Get out of here.
You had your time. Leave.
Right. Classic Sandra.
And it's always a character myth that she wins.
Right. But I
that's how
like...
she's at camp. I mean, she's very abrasive, but she wins because people love her.
Yeah. But yeah, I did like, though, that Missy took it in such good stride. Like, that was really good that she...
Well, it's a game, and she... I did find it funny, though, two of the people that were... took a lot of heat last week opposed on well, Dan took the most and should have, but two people that had took a lot of heat for how they acted the week before got voted out.
Right. That's a very good point.
But not Dan.
But not Dan. Dan should have been voted out last week.
Yeah, he should have been voted out last week. And like we said 100 times, he should have been voted out last week and then said, okay, now we're going to start the game.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen. But two of the people that had to end up apologizing, and Aaron had a tearful apology. What, you know, whether it's true or not, you know, we'll see by his actions. But they both went home. But I think it was more of just how it was a game move, not a what happened last week move.
Right.
Because they were two of the biggest threats in the game.
Yeah, they were. I don't know if anybody watched the Next Week On, but that quote about the goat army assembling made me laugh so hard.
Who's leading the goat army? Oh, Karishma.
That was funny. But yeah, that's it. It was a fairly straightforward episode tonight. There was a nice little plot twist. But it's nice to be able to get through something without all of the drama.
I did like the two tribes, the two groups, because it's a twist that you didn't see, you know, no one sees coming.
Yeah, I like that too, and I'm assuming that they had that extra week just in case of like a medevac or something, and that's probably why they did a 2-for-1 this episode.
Yeah.
Because we usually do double vote outs the week before Thanksgiving, but those are usually that 2-hour episode, right?
Right.
Well, I think it just depends on, you know, the cast and how they always have the extra players and nobody's like, you know, been taken out of the game, Dan, like they should have, Dan. And so they do this double elimination, but that one still is in the game, so.
Mm. Truth. But, yeah, that's all I've got for this week.
All right. Well,
there wasn't a lot of time for strategy talk because they had the two...
Staffed.
No, but even the strategy talk that we had was still fairly good.
Yeah, it was straightforward.
But I mean, it wasn't like it because it's, you know, it's usually longer because you have more time. But I thought it was a good episode.
All right. Well, that is what we thought about it. It's now time to get into what you all thought about it. But before we do that, let's take a quick commercial.
You all, everybody.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time. Now time to get into what you all thought about the episode. Colleen, what do we got?
All right, so we've got an email from Mandy.
Mandy!
And she says, the twist is really good. I like that they know it ahead of time. I'm sorry, let me start this email again. I don't like my delivery that first time. Mandy says, this twist is really good.
I'm leaving it in there so they can hear it.
I know, I don't care. I'm fine with that.
You know John Levitt, okay? It's staying in.
All right, can we do a third take?
Sure.
And take three, go.
All right. And Mandy says, the twist is really good. I like that they knew it ahead of time. And we'll
it
have...
seems disingenuous to me.
Yeah, it seems kind of phony.
Yeah.
Honestly,
you're trying to be too dramatic, and it didn't work for me. Can you tone it down a little bit?
Okay. All right. We'll do it again.
Be more authentic.
Take four.
Okay. This twist is really good. I like that they knew.
this is like robotic.
This twist is really good.
Oh, you meant disingenuous, not dishuman.
Oh, poo.
All right, fine. All right, guys are the worst.
I'm not going to interrupt you anymore. Go ahead.
All right. This twist is really good. I like that they knew it ahead of time and will have time to strategize before tribal. I vaguely remember something similar, but Jeff didn't tell them until after the challenge and they went straight to tribal. Was it Fiji? Jack, help me out. There was something like that.
That did happen before, yes. I don't know if it was Fiji, but I do remember that happened because it was after they went, what?
Well, didn't they go straight to tribal for second chances, that first vote?
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
Well,
first they had like 20 minutes of commercials. Then they went.
I'm pretty sure, right, for that very first, well, one where Vetus went home. I feel like they went straight to tribal from that. But
I believe they did. Okay. But I couldn't tell you what it was or who it was.
Yeah, but they didn't separate them. But anyway, Mandy continues. Oh, Nora, I'd vote her out if Dan wasn't still there for losing the PB&J. Hashtag Ding Dean is going to be Douche Dean if he doesn't get Janet's name out of his mouth. And then finally, who is this Karishma? She's fighting back against Missy, and I'm here for it. I really like Missy preseason, but that has quickly turned after the past 2 weeks. Well, not the outcome I wanted, but I'll take it over Janet leaving.
Yeah, I'm glad Janet stayed.
Me too. Me too.
Indeed.
So, cool. I think now it's time to tally the votes, right?
All right, let's do it. We started this episode with a side bet in which Jack bet all three of his tally points that he currently has on if Nora wins. So he will be able to double his point tally total. If Nora wins,
it's pretty sad that this late in the game that three is all is all I have.
Yeah, well, the most is me with four. So, I mean,
it's pretty pathetic.
Very
it's pathetic, actually.
All right, let's see who went home. Where's it go, Aaron? We all said merge, so we all get points.
So I'll have at least a point. I won't be shut out.
And. Let's see, where is Missy? Where are you, Missy?
Considering how Aaron's game started, it's amazing he made the merge.
Damn, okay. Colleen had merge. She gets a point. Jack, you said pre-merge. I said final three, so.
Wait, you did?
I did.
Wow.
Apparently. Oh, wow, that hurts.
You had a really strong, like,
That's true, you did. I think that she probably could have gone to the final three if they hadn't split them up and done this twist. I think there's a good chance that Missy would have been.
That's rough for you, Jay.
Maybe winner.
Wow.
Colleen, we all get one, but Colleen, you get two because you had the other one there. So that.
I remember saying pre-merge because she said she's a matter of fact. Didn't she say she was like matter of fact and she doesn't
back
down?
Right, one of those things that people say that usually doesn't ever bode well.
Yeah, and it took a while.
All right, so that's let's see if anybody got any picks right. Now, again, we didn't do this live on the podcast, but we did it right after when we realized we didn't record it, but we're like, we're not going back. Let's just we've said all we can say about this episode last week. Colleen said Karishma and Aaron.
Ooh.
Now, so Colleen gets a point there.
Wait, I said Aaron last week?
Did.
God, I'm so good. I think I was really mad at Aaron.
I think you were.
why are you mad at Karishma?
We all said Karishma.
We all said Karishma.
Jack, you said Dan and Karishma, no points. And I said Karishma and Janet, no points. So that puts... Well, let's pick next week, and I'll see.
Well, to be fair, I thought they would do the right thing, but who was I to think that they would do the right thing?
Well, they didn't do the right thing back when they had a chance to do the right thing. They're not going to do it now.
That's true.
Jack, who do you think's going home next week?
Well, Dan's name didn't even come up, so it can't be Dan.
Nope. Oh, man.
I guess it depends on who's I'm going to say Elizabeth goes home.
Interesting.
I think she's circling the drain.
Interesting.
All right, Who did she have left?
I was going to say Elizabeth, but to not follow in your footsteps, I want to say Elaine.
Elaine?
I think the target's on her back for that move. Colleen, what do you think?
I think that we're either going to lose Dean or we're going to lose Nora finally.
Oh, if only. Please.
Nora.
You know how when you take a multiple choice like or a Scantron test, they say that the most popular answer is always choice C. I feel like Nora is my choice C.
That's true.
I frequently default to her. Like,
she doesn't bug me anymore. I think she can win the game.
She was so mean today.
She's not mean. That's just who she is. If you're sitting around camp not doing anything, she's going to call you
out. She's mean. So who she is a B word, essentially.
Well, it's no different. Would that be considered, if a guy's doing that, when people say, because that mean? No, you're get off your butt and help out.
I mean, it's most likely numbers-wise that it's going to be Elizabeth just because, but I'm going to default to choice C. Nora.
I maybe her approach is wrong, but again, if I'm sitting around doing all the work and someone's just sitting there doing nothing, I'm going to get irritated. It would be hard for me to keep my mouth shut.
Right.
I might handle it better. It's like, hey.
So am I in the lead now for the tally game?
Well, let's...
No, we're tied. We're tied.
Break it down. Jack, you have 4 tally points.
4 tallies plus 3 coming my way.
I jump up to 5 tally points. And
but let's can we admit, do you have any final 3s left?
Karishma. He has Karishma left. Well, was she in your final 3 or is this your winner's pick?
She is not a final 3 pick for me.
You have Lauren left. Lauren is in your final 3. Which, honestly, I have been getting final 3 person that gets no votes vibes from Lauren.
Yes, she's my winner's pick.
But I think that
we all had her final 3.
Okay.
And Tommy Sheehan's
she gets so little screen
3.
Time though.
Tommy's my other final 3.
Yeah, Tommy doesn't probably make Big Red's not making it.
Anyway, and Colleen with a 3 tally swing tonight.
Wow.
In the lead with 6 tally points.
All right, let's go vote in Iowa right now. I got this.
From tied in last place to taking the lead in the tally game, Colleen, kudos to you this week.
Wow. How do we know she's not like the Houston Astros?
I don't get what that means, but I think...
Oh, you haven't heard about the Houston Astros scandal?
No.
It's the modern Black Sox scandal, I think.
No.
Is that a thing that's happening now?
It's not that bad, but it's bad.
It's sign stealing's bad, and like a systematic stealing.
I mean, if you don't do it the old-fashioned way, where you have someone at second base giving you the, you know,
yeah, that's fine.
Which everyone does, but yeah, what they did was completely.
So if you haven't heard,
it's Patriots level bad.
The claim is, and there's video evidence of this.
This happened now though. This is 2019.
The 2017, their World Series year.
Oh, okay.
They were using cameras to steal signs from.
And they would have if it was a changeup. They would hit the bat rack if it was a changeup.
Yeah.
Oh.
And there's video evidence of the changeup.
Oh.
But so again, I'd be more offended if it was the Dodgers. It wasn't the Dodgers in the World Series. So.
Well. So it's kind of like the Deflategate thing.
I think it's worse than Deflategate. It's more like the Patriots when they were filming opposing teams.
Right.
Practices.
Filming the opposing team because this is like in the game impact.
Well, when you're filming the opposing team, you're getting what they're going to do.
Guys, this is totally something that Nora would do.
What would Nora do?
But in Survivor, it's okay. You can do this.
Yeah.
But it's anyway, they should lose something, but they won't lose the World Series, but they should lose something.
All right. Well, that will do it for this week's Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. We'll see you all next time. Give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Also, send an email to SurvivorJJC at
gmail.com.
Join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/Jay and Jack group. It's Black Friday and Cyber Monday coming up. Use our link if you're shopping on Amazon, jayandjack.com/Amazon. Colleen, what are you getting me for Christmas?
Oh, I was going to get you that that Swinging Friar hoodie, but then you bought it for yourself.
Well, I was worried it would sell out.
They would have restocked it again. It's Christmas. It's like, you know,
you
prime
know
buying cozy sweatshirt merchandise time in San Diego.
They get cold there.
Sometimes.
It's gotten down to like, well, now they're in a heat wave right now. Santa Ana's, but.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah,
all right.
I had to get my new brown Padre merch. Bring back the brown.
Bring back the brown.
It's a darker brown. I don't know if you noticed that, Jack. It's much darker.
I'm just happy they changed the uniforms.
Yeah, the Brewers did too. The Brewers look really good too.
Well, it's you know, again, if you listen to your fan base and the fan base keeps saying, we want the brown uniforms, not the blue ones, you know, you do what the fans want. Unlike another football team, another
dear.
Team that was in San Diego that didn't do what the fans wanted. And now
don't you have
a
YouTube channel for this? Just kidding.
I do, but it's just like, you know, again, for 30 plus years, people said, can we just go to the Powder Blues full time? No, we can't.
Anyways, jayandjack.com/Amazon. You can buy all the powder blue jerseys you want.
No, you can't.
Also, thanks to our patrons, especially Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Ricker, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with the Plan, Drake the Destroyer. Sorry. And
Ed the Creepy Mailman.
Letter Carrier. Thank you to all of our patrons. And you can find a full list on our website at jayandjack.com. You can also find a link to become a patron today. Whether you give $1 or more a month, it all helps make these shows possible. All right, we'll see you all next time. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Peace out.
Go, Nora.